Myself in here real quick. Welcome back, everyone. This is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I had to stop Rivendell from trying to take over my show for some reason. I don't know why I was trying to do that. We have a lot of good stuff, mostly because last week it didn't work, so we had to make it up as we go for a little bit. I just played Rivendell for like 20 minutes and was unable to play any of my own music, but now I hopefully that is not the case. I haven't tested it yet, but we'll see. But yeah, lots of good stuff. I think while I get set up, I want to play let's play the new Skrillex track. It's really fun. Skrillex and Hamdi collaborated, which is kind of crazy. Super fun collab there. And I really like this one. I say that about all the tracks, I guess, but it's real decent, and I can see it getting a lot of really nice crowd reactions, especially with like mashups and stuff. I think obviously it's gonna go really well with Satisfaction because they both have kind of like a repetition of the word push, but I like this one a lot. There's a nice break in the middle that's super like ethereal and groovy, and then it gets right back into like just a super gritty like wobbly bass that Hamdi has really made super popular recently. And the third drop has a little bit more kind of stuttery effect, jumping into some of the stuff that like Skrillex and Fred again have been doing together, so kind of fun. Look out for that. Let's get it started with Push. Hopefully, fingers crossed that it's actually gonna work once I push this button.
Push,
oh
push,
yeah.
Push. When I push, I feel good. When I pull, I feel good. When I push.
You better
when I push,
more.
I feel good. When I pull, I feel good. When I push.
You better
when
more.
I feel good. When I pull, I feel good. When I push. Push. feel good.
I'll be all right.
Push.
Hey, Griff, bring in the cat.
You better move. Push.
You better
when I pull,
push.
I feel good. When I pull, I feel good. When I push.
You better
when I pull, push. I feel good. When I pull, I feel good. When I push.
You better move.
Heater, straight heater, and I'm so glad the studio is working again because the music is so loud. It's so nice. It is shaking my entire body. And I'm doing my part, shaking my body too, you know what I mean? We're dancing, we're grooving. Anyway, that was Push by Skrillex, Hamdi, Taichu, Contra, and O5A. I don't know what all of them are doing in that. I'm pretty sure Skrillex and Hamdi produced it, and Taichu is the vocalist. I don't know what Contra and O5A are doing. Contra has some other stuff with Skrillex, though, as well. I think Taka, which is another Skrillex release from 2024, was also a collab with Skrillex, right? Or with Contra? Yeah, okay. Ahada Dream, Priya Raghu, Skrillex, and Contra as well on that one. So maybe keep your eyes peeled for Contra, see what he's going to have. Seems like he's getting some good links in pretty early on his release career. Moving on from that, I want to keep the vibes kind of pumping. So I'm going to play the new Tokyo Machine, or new-ish. It came out a couple weeks ago at this point. But this is on Monster Cat. It's just released there. That's where Tokyo Machine kind of first started releasing, or at least that's where he really started becoming popular. A lot of his work now, oh wow, that was so sorry about that. A lot of his work right now, he's working on his own label called Chompo, and I think he does a lot of the mastering and like the mixing on a lot of the submissions to that label. So check that out. I've definitely played a lot on the show there. But this is just a good old-fashioned Tokyo Machine release, and it's nice to see him kind of jump back to this project after a little bit. It's been a second since we've had just a Tokyo Machine release, and I really like this one. I wrote down some stuff that I want to say about songs, but I don't think I wrote anything down for this one. Just, I don't know, keep your eyes peeled for the vibes. It's great, or ears, or whatever. But it's called Hot Shot. It goes crazy. Love the breaks, and it's I don't know, it's nice to hear, like, comparing this like song to some of his earlier releases on Monster Cat, like some of the really initial ones, he's still got this like breaks influence in a lot of his music, like electro breaks kind of stuff. And it's cool to hear how that's evolved as music tech has evolved and gotten a lot better. So I don't know, very good track though. Let's get it going. Keep the vibes hot with Hot Shot.
Thank you.
Yeesh. It bangs. I remembered what I wanted to say about it. I really like how in the drop there is like kind of a fading in of the drop is kind of in two separate parts. And you can as it switches from the first part to the second part, it fades in over like one measure from the previous section. So kind of cool, like hinting, I guess. Like a lot of times in electronic music, you want to hint at the part that's about to come up because you don't want it to be too jarring. And I think that like style of hinting was done really well, because the first part also kind of has like a call and response of the really like growly bass, the da 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 da, and then the really like high pitched, more like melodic lead, the da 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 kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about. If you don't, maybe I'll jump back to it really quickly. Listen closely, you'll hear like a first part, a second part, and like, or kind of a call and response going back and forth, and then the fourth time it happens, you hear it kind of blending into the next part of the drop. And it does that again at the end of that part. I think that's kind of cool. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. Yeah. Like, such a smooth transition into that next part, and it happens again here. So smooth in between the two different parts. I love that a lot. I think tying a song together can be really difficult, and kind of getting all of your separate parts and pieces, ideas together in a way that sounds congruent can sometimes be really hard to orchestrate. And Toki Machine has always had a really great... I'm saying a lot. I apologize ahead of time for that, and I guess... you know, for all the times prior, because that's what I remembered it, but brain has been a little off lately, so maybe we'll dive more into that. I know I've been talking a lot about how we've been making growth and we're doing all these changes and stuff, but I think it's healthy to talk about, you know, the other sides of the coin too. I've got two parts of myself that I'm becoming more and more aware of every day, I think, and one side is winning right now over the past couple of weeks, and it's been a little rough. Also why I like wrote out a bunch of stuff for songs, because I just like, I'm kind of noticing this, the like slip into my episodes is usually preluded by a lack of desire to do the things that I really like. And I can feel that right now with like games and music and stuff. I'm just kind of doing stuff to fill the time. Really good Charlie Curtis song kind of about that called Dishes and Laundry, just like filling time to fill time. But like I feel healthy about it. It's just kind of unfortunate because I used to think that my episodes were inspired by some version of like, you know, deeply nested self-hate or something maybe, and like I feel like I've dismissed a lot of that at this point, which feels really great. It feels good to be on your own team for once, but it's just kind of hard feeling the episode over the edge, you know, like seeing it on the horizon, and like now I don't know where it's coming from, but I know I had so much life a bit ago, where did it all go kind of thing. And I don't know, that's like all the stuff that's stewing in my head recently. It's like a weird, like I have a healthier perspective as I'm slipping into it, but I still feel myself slipping into it. It's kind of weird. I don't know. But yeah, so my head is, as you can imagine from that brief tangent that just emerged out of nowhere, it's swirling lately. So I really had to kind of, I don't know, I wanted to write about the parts of the songs that I liked because it grounded me in it and like kind of, you know, was a way to point myself back toward the Diego that is really excited about being here and doing stuff. So hopefully this doesn't sound too structured, and I mean it's button pushers, it's still not going to be that structured, but yeah, when I talk about some of these songs I'll have maybe more allusions and more things that I'm pointing out than usual. But on to the next one, as Jay-Z would say. Is that Jay-Z? I think so. Or is it, yeah, I think it's Jay-Z. Anyway, keeping the vibes going. Well, we did have like a really depressing interlude there, but that's healthy too. But keeping the vibes going, I want to talk about this new track that my brother showed me called To The Mega by Asanity. Asanity is like He makes electronic music, and they like to sample vocals from, like, online VTubers, and he picked one that is, like, a moth person, and just, like, made a ton of tracks using things that, like, just things that she's said while she's, like, streaming as the pre-drop vocals, which reminds me of a meme that my former housemate Ryan sent me that was like, man, rhythm producers will just, like, throw anything before a drop, won't they? And it's just the most egregious, like, audio you've ever heard, like, a vocal. And, like, yeah, that's how it works. You find something you like or you think is funny or whatever, and you just toss it before the drop, and it does not matter at all. On that note, it's cool to see, like, Asanity getting better. Like, his growth is, like, astounding. I've, like, in the short amount of time that I've been listening to him from my brother's Rex, like, each track that has come out after the previous one has been, like, a huge step up. And I will say, like, this is the first track that, like, Dalton, my brother, I'm doxing him, showed me from Asanity, where I was like, this is not only, like, a good idea, it was also, like, executed really well. Like, I think some of his previous tracks have, like, good ideas, but they were mastered a little poorly, or, like, you can tell that he's, like, still picking it up, you know, and, like, definitely no shade there. There's a lot of failing that happens before success, and I would argue that failure, it is necessary, you know, for success, and it leads towards it. And, like, even if it was, like, not perfectly mastered, that's not failure, you know. He made an output that was cool and whatever, like, all that jazz. This one is, like, it's heat. This is a really well done piece of work, and it shows expertise, and it's cool to see Asanity kind of reaching that point. And so some other stuff that I wanted to talk about. Wow, I just got ganked by, like, I wrote this in a tiny notebook, and I had, like, a bookmark of a business card from an artist in here, but on the backside of the business card is just their face, like, really big for some reason, and that just spooked me like a jump scare. Okay. Some of the things I wanted to say about this track before we play it is, in the first drop, there's a part where he's using, like, the tails of a Reese bass to kind of complement the tails of the drum. So, like, a common effect in electronic music is to kind of sidechain your drums and your synths, or sidechain your drums to a lot of parts of your mix, which is going to cut the volume of the rest of the mix and give your drum, like, room in the song to so that people hear the drum, if that makes sense. Drums have a very kind of slow frequency. They're very low frequency, right? And so they have a tendency to maybe keep waves at a higher amplitude for a longer period of time, which is going to kind of cut out any wave that can't really be captured because it went too high, right? Like, digital audio formats can only capture a specific value, and once it gets higher than that, it's just going to stop, you know, vibrating or stop making that movement. And so you have to make space for the kick drums, and you do that by sidechaining or cutting the volume and then letting the volume swell back up as the drum kind of fades out. And as the drum fades out and the volume swells back in, it feels like he also added this, like, tail end of, like, a Reese bass. And a Reese bass are the ones that kind of sound like a car engine that, like, rev, and you can feel them kind of getting, like, faster and slower as they're going. You know what? Actually, this will be a fun exercise. Let's see how quickly I can pull up Get Lemon pre-drop 3. Because that has, like, literally a guy saying, Fusky, can you make me a good Reese, please? And then he plays a Reese, and then he goes, yeah, that'll do. Yeah, I found it. Okay, give me a second. Spray some bars in it. Okay. This is a mess. Sorry. Here we go. This is a Reese.
Fusty, can you make a good Reese, please? Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, you know, so it's, like, really growly, really revvy, you know? And, I think he stuck a tail end of a Reese at the back of this, and just gives it so much volume in the mix. It's really fun. So try to keep your ear tuned for that. There is a really fun kind of triplet break in the third drop as well. That is, like, I don't know. It has so much swing to it. It's really, really fun. I think, I don't know. I like this track a lot. It was executed pretty well. I also wrote in my journal, like, squiggles that says, and I love that it has a rhythm like this, and it's just squiggles. I don't really know how to interpret this. What was I thinking? And I remember writing it, like, I'm totally gonna know what I was thinking. spoiler alert slash right now it's happening. He did not. But I'll probably be able to tell you what I was thinking after the song plays. Anyway, I've been yapping for like 8 minutes. Hope you've enjoyed. And if you haven't, here's music instead. To the Mega by Asanity featuring Juniper Actius. I think I've said heat dude all three times. To be fair, one of them was literally called hot shot, so I did remember what the squigglies are about. It is about that re-space. I was trying to capture the kind of pattern that he's using. It's not really at the end of, or like kind of after every kick. It's just like another rhythm or like groove, but he's cutting it off and just taking the tail end so it doesn't have the kind of aggressive start of the re-space, I guess. And it's really sick. You can hear it in the first part of the drop. It has like a duh, 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 and it sounds really cool. So check that out again. I won't go back. I feel like I sifted through songs for too long on this one. While we're going, let's see. Do we have anything else that's like hype-ish? Not particularly. So let's jump into some rap, I guess, because who doesn't like that? I've been listening to a little bit of Bowler Manny lately. He did a collab with Godlands on Kashmir, which is how I found them. Really great track. I love Kashmir. Has a really great line on it, like, quitting, putting myself in prison. I've got stuff to finish, and it's really good. Like, back to business, quitting, putting myself in prison. I got stuff to finish, and it goes hard in the song, at least, but probably not one like a 23-year-old white kid just like says it on the air really late at night. But I've been digging it lately, and I really like this one. He has like a tempo and a groove in this that just goes. Like, there's a lot of it that it just keeps going and going and going, and I really like that kind of consistent groove. And there's a part in the middle where it really slows down and gets really eerie, and he says like it's a paranormal situation, and I just love it. It's just grimy, kind of. Really good vibe. Pretty short song too, only 2 minutes. Let's get into it here with Buller Mani. I dig it. That was Silence by Buller Mani. Check out some of his other stuff I personally really like. I mentioned Kashmir. I like Two Nas and Buggy as well. Buggy is real, real good. And I believe Buggy is like one of the more recent releases. Whoa. Hold up. May 30th, an EP drops by Buller Mani. Check out his Vacation EP. It just dropped today. I will be checking it out after the show. We've got Buggy, Honest, Rider, Creature, and Silence all in one. That's gonna be hype. I'm excited for that after this. Huge. Glad to have found a new album. Maybe that'll be for tomorrow, honestly. I'm kind of eepy. But while we're on the rap vibe, I would be remissed. Google, what does remissed mean? Careless in performance of worker duty. I would be remiss if I would not talk about the new Childish Gambino album, Atavista. Really great. You have to check it out if you have not yet. I've been grooving to it, especially Algorithm, Final Church, and To Be Hunted. I think they're all, those are like my three, like really. I also really like Psilocybe. That one is crazy. But. Really good album. I dig it. It's super swanky. It's just got like a really nice gritty groove to it. I asked my friend Jackson about it, and he said it's swanky, and I was like, yeah, that kind of captures the vibe pretty well, I think. But yeah, I really like these tracks, and I like Childish Gambino a lot as like an artist slash performer. You know, Donald Glover is like someone who has done stand-up comedy, has acted, has done singing, and his dancing is really good in some of these like music videos too, you know, and he kind of does it all with his art. And a lot of his early music, you know, Childish Gambino project, like Bonfire and Freaks and Geeks and stuff, is just filled with like a lot of absurdities and a lot of like, he's being goofy in his raps, but like, why are we taking everything so seriously kind of thing. And it's kind of a back and forth of being in jest and then being like kind of serious, similar to maybe like Bo Burnham's comedy routine. And I think especially with like This Is America, Childish Gambino started making his art stand for a lot more, like, and like mean a lot more. And that seems to be kind of seeping through in this album too. Especially some of the tracks that I really like Algorithm, which I'm gonna play, is really cool. Like, it has such a like deep analysis on like how there's so much data collection happening all the time, like without permission and without thought, and like no one knew it was happening, but by the time it was happening, and like now we're getting to this point where like, I don't know, I've been thinking a lot my entire life actually about like this, the idea of like a singularity and like everything kind of coming to one point, and if like things are moving or changing or evolving or whatever, like when does that become like meta referential? When does it start like noticing itself and using that to funnel its evolution? And then what does it become? What is like the peak perfection kind of thing? And like Algorithm in this, I think it's kind of attacking a little bit of that idea of like this conglomeration of data has been taken from a bunch of processing units, i.e. people, very matrix style, and is turning into a way to further shape our lives in something that we don't really have a ton of control in. And kind of then all of a sudden it just breaks out into like, all right, this is a groove, you just gotta fight like through it, you gotta keep up and you gotta dance or like you're not gonna make it. And it's kind of a very interesting kind of, I don't know, combination of ideas to be like, if you don't have control in the situation, then it's macabre, but dance through it kind of thing. And I dig it. So here, maybe that's not what it means at all, but it got me thinking at least. I'll definitely check it out on Genius later and figure out that it's all about like, he went to 7-Eleven with some of his buddies and they were dancing or something while on TikTok. No, that's definitely not it. Childish Gambino, he's got one of the minds, I think. There's a couple artists out there that have a mind that is so perceptive about the general narrative of, you know, fame and fortune and human pursuit and stuff like that. And Childish Gambino, Donald Glover is up there for sure. So anyway, now that I've monologued about that for another 6-7 minutes, here's Algorithm from Childish Gambino. Get up and groove to this one. Also, finally, the last thing, I really like that this ties in at the end into it gets very you can hear it's like analog synthesis or like modular synthesis, where everyone is like you hear all the parameters kind of changing and the sound is getting all wild, and then it slows into basically what is like mimicking a heartbeat. And I think that is a really cool idea too, because there's like this is not related to the song at all, but I've been thinking a lot about, you know, AI art and consciousness and like, what does it mean to be irreplaceable? And like, I think the idea of a conglomerate of data all coming together and being eventually like strong enough to be like a brain is like, okay, now we have to discuss like, does that mean it is one, or like what's going on here? Future problems for sure. Maybe it'll never happen. Maybe it's too sci-fi, but it's fun to think about at least. Maybe I've just been playing too much Talos Principle. But here we are. Okay, now let's get to some music. Move, groove, feel the heartbeat at the end, and vibe, dance to it.
Scary, so violent, zero one. one, like go to sleep. Go my canary, I dream in color, not black and white. You sell your daughter on that data stream, don't let me make it hit, no. Humans don't understand, humans will sell a lie. Humans gotta survive, we know we gon' die. Nothing can live forever, you know we gon' try. Life isn't really worth it, the algorithm is perfect.
Everybody,
killer track, super cool. I also want to, you know, give credit where it's due. The chorus is like a not cover really, but not really even sample either, but it's based on, I don't know how what the right word is, but it's based on Hey Mr. DJ from like the R&B duo Jane's August. But yeah, it's check that out. It's from 1993. But super cool of Childish Gambino to kind of bring that back up. And yeah, this track is so cool. I don't know. It's so interesting. I love the idea of how the spread of information has like impacted our culture and society on like a macro level. And like, he's really kind of ripping into it on this one. I encourage you to check out the lyrics. I don't want to get too into it on air because like I don't want to cause like political slander or something. I also don't want this to turn into like a Joe Rogan podcast. But like, I don't know, be alert, be alive, be intentional, do things that like are you and not just what's maybe being served to you. And I think one of my favorite parts of this song is this allusion kind of to the acceptance of evil, if that makes sense, is like if we are being funneled into something out of our control, then like perhaps we need to make a wrong move to find the right path, kind of thing. And I think that's a cool concept. But yeah, definitely check out that track and the rest of the album. Atavista goes pretty crazy, and a lot of it has that really gritty kind of vibe to it if you've like dug that track, I guess. But moving on from that, I want to make sure that I do the PSA. I think it's the last time to do the live day. Yeah, the last time to do the live day promo for my show. So The radio event of the year is coming. Save the date, June 1st, 2024, live day 24. 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio. Tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. Or 10 bands, 6 hours, live from WMFO Studios. Live day 24. You'll hear, read three of these names. I probably wasn't supposed to read that part, but Ronnie DeShenes, Jennifer Teft and the Strange, Gene Dante, and you know what? Happy Little Clouds. I'll throw you in there too. Once again, catch Live Day 24 at 91.5 FM in the Boston area and worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on June 1st for Live Day 24. Don't miss a single second. I love how WMFO just leans into being annoying all the time. Gotta love it here. Okay, moving on from some rap. Let's see. I really want to play the new Bishu album. I might save it for next week, honestly, because I've got like a lot of stuff that I want to say about some of these songs. Like, they're just so good. I've been looping it like crazy over the past 2 weeks now, and I don't know. I'm resonating with it. I don't know. Maybe I'm outing myself on that point, but it's just like the whole album is like a representation of like confusion and like just trying to understand what it means to like care for yourself and care for other people, especially in situations where that can be really difficult to navigate. And I think like Bishu kind of captures a lot of that cognitive dissonance in trying to understand like your own feelings versus your thoughts versus the thoughts and feelings of other people, and like trying to kind of pursue individuality without being like, you know, considered anomalous, perhaps, like not trying to, you know, like have enough justification, even if it only comes from yourself. Like, how do you get that and stuff like that? I don't know. There's so much stuff. So I was doing some writing on it, and I probably resonate with like pretty much every track on the album. So maybe we'll just do like a micro celebrity. That's the name of it. A micro celebrity super show at one point where I just talk all about it, but definitely want to point out some of my favorite tracks, which are Where You At, What You Doing, or just WYAWYD, IDKY and Third Person, and Back to You. I like all of those a lot, and just like maybe we'll play just one of them because they're so good. We'll play one of them because they're so good, and then we'll probably replay it on a show where I play more Bishu stuff. But I'll play Third Person. I think this one is pretty sick. Some of the lyrics, you know what, no, let's do IDKY. That one has some cooler like musical stuff going on, and then that way I can save my like monologues for a future show. Yay. But IDKY has this really cool part in it where he spliced his vocals and then played them in kind of an even syncopation, so like they're all very evenly spaced out and the words were stretched or shrunk to kind of fit that tempo. So you can still hear what he's saying, but the flow just totally, like, it becomes so structured and, like, laid out. And I think it's a cool kind of way to represent the thoughts, I guess, that are going on in his head. So let's play IDKY and keep track of that, like, synth or the splicing of the vocals, because I kind of want to do that. I think that sounds really fun to, like, sing something and then get, you know, splice off at every word and then basically just turn it into something that's more even, or you know, change it so that you can more effectively change the syncopation or the tempo of your lyrics kind of by playing it on like a keyboard. It's kind of cool. Nothing new for sure, but I like the way that he did it in this track. So here's IDKY by Bishu from Micro Celebrity.
Feel you distance, feel your light go out. I feel cold, but I don't know why. With love's in context, to where you wanna go. Gave my heart, you said to die. I feel you distance.
close. Left and right, forgetting what I chose. Head under the water where I've been. Cause all this is a check at what I said. I said just what I could, not what I meant. I feel you distance. I feel cold, but I don't know why. With love some content.
So good. Even in just that listening, I like wrote down two of the lyrics that I really like. The "How'd I end up stepping on your toes" is like so good. It's just like, if you don't have all the context, it's really, I don't know, it's torturing to see yourself go from a blessing to a burden in someone's eyes, and maybe they don't even like feel it happening or realize it happening, but like you on the outside can see it. And it's just like that question of just like, how did I get here if I started from somewhere else, is like so frustrating. I like a lot of the one-liners in these songs, hence, you know, why I've been digging the whole album. Another like one-liner kind of shortly after that one is "said just what I could, not what I meant," and kind of, you know, having the words locked in your throat based off of all kinds of factors is a very familiar feeling. You know, you don't know exactly what you're allowed to say, whether you're justifying it in a social context or with your own emotions or the other person, or like communication is just very difficult. And I think a lot of times you focus a lot on making sure the other person hears you over kind of like or you want the other person to hear you, but you have to be so focused on like what resources or what words you are allowed to pull from. And that's like a very upsetting spot to be in, especially when you're like seeking understanding or truth, because having like a limit on all of your options becomes you know, a barrier to kind of finding that final piece, I guess. And I guess that resonates very much with the title. The IDKY is just like, I like have all these thoughts and things that I'm witnessing, but I still don't have any of the answers, and like I guess I won't. And I don't know, very, you know, it's a common feeling I'm noticing in conversations with strangers and other people, is just like sometimes you just don't know. Wow, that got really sappy and probably flagging of character, but whatever. Moving on. We already said earlier in the show that we're lower on the end right now, but we're doing fine. Nothing to worry about, gang. We're keeping up. Like I said, I'm on my own team this time, so the fight's going to be a lot easier. But, wow, let's get some more vibes going. Maybe instead of the absence of love, let's go for the overwhelming presence of it with Believe It, a collab between Louis the Child and Madion. This is a crazy collab for yearners everywhere. I think Louis the Child and Madion both kind of have this idea of, like, don't waste it when it's real versus, like, or not even like verses, but like, it's not even like don't waste it when it's real. It's like when it is real, you can't help but not want to waste it. Like, it's just all over. And so like Madion has a Good Faith, one of my favorite albums of all time. Still, it's been out for so many years now and it still can make me cry like no man's business. But has a lot of these feelings of like, I don't want to mess this up. In the song, like No Fear No More, Heavy With Hoping, which, oh, that one wrecks me every time. And Dream, Dream, Dream. And then Louis the Child has a lot of songs about, like, you know, similarly, like, don't waste it when it's there, like, stay with me, waiting to feel like this, better not, and I'm not giving up. And so when I saw this collab, I was like, oh, this is about to be like a simp summer track for sure. And it definitely is. It's really great. I really like, just there's a line right before the drop where Madiana is saying, I don't want to F this up. And that's like, it's so capturing of Madiana's other lyrics and vocals that he does in some of his other songs. Is like, he has such overwhelming passion for someone that like he doesn't even want to risk exposing himself and any part of the badness in him around the person. And it's like how that ended up being kind of more like shooting himself in the foot. And like I don't know, it's a very, I don't know, it resonates with me for sure, because I did not have a very healthy perception of myself for the past, let's call it 23 years, no, 10, 7, who knows. But you can get so consumed about this idea of like, maybe your influence is not going to be a good thing for this other thing that is like so great, right? And you overthink yourself into oblivion. And Madiana captures that idea really well, especially with Good Faith, especially with Heavy With Hoping. But I think also with this track is just like, look, this is great. It feels good. And I don't want to mess it up, so let's talk. And I really dig it. I hope you guys do too. And it's really good vibes. It'll be a nice switch up from the sentimental IDKY. So here it is, Believe It with Madiana and Louis the Child. And it still features their silly little cloud emo, like, mascot thing. I don't know what's up with that or how long it's going to stay, but I'm here for it. Anyway, here it is. Smooth transition. Sorry, I was up and dancing. But it was about to play Third Person by Bishu, which you should check out if you didn't yet. Okay. Yet, as if you haven't been enraptured by my show, and I've captured your full attention, keeping you from checking out the albums that I point out. Anyway, that was Believe It by Louis the Child and Madiana. Really short, really good vibe. I've really been liking Madiana's like collabs and stuff recently. He's been having a much more like kind of up and like jovial dance kind of vibe to it. It's been really, I've been digging it. I might go see Madiana this summer, but it's on the same day as that G Jones concert. So I need to decide if I'm going to go to Tennessee during the period of time that I'm moving, which I should probably talk to my housemate about. No, it'll be like after the move. It'll be more like we'll get all the boxes into the house and all of my boxes into my room, but then I won't be able to like unpack, and I'll just need to go straight to Tennessee. But we'll think about that. We'll work that one out. If not, I'll probably be going seeing Maddie on a boat, which will be very fun. And speaking of which, I just saw Son Holo on a boat this weekend, and that was super nice. Just really good vibes. Kind of just went by myself, sort of. I went with some like a guy that I met in line for the RL Grime concert. And we kind of loosely keep in touch, send each other song recs and stuff, but like nothing, we haven't met for anything other than that concert. And then he asked if I was going to Son Holo, didn't know it was happening, bought a ticket, and we met at the venue. Super nice, super fun. First two were on a boat for sure. Very fun. And we snuck in a little plant because Son Holo is like really into nature and like botanica and stuff like that, and passed it through the crowd up to the front, and he picked it up and pointed at it and was just like, make some noise for this plant, and everyone went crazy, and it went hard. That was like not an original bit. Son Holo has done this twice before, but it was fun to be a part of that and seeing it live, I guess. It was also, Son Holo is kind of a special one for me because it was very early in my electronic music career or thoughts. And also, this has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. But I'll probably play one more song, ease into the next hour, and then head out. Because I don't think there's a DJ after me. If there is, I apologize. And you can boot me out as soon as possible. Or as soon as you want, I guess. But Son Holo is a cool concert for me. It was like the first electronic concert that I went to. They don't often come to Wisconsin, which is where I was born and raised. And for what, like my, I believe, 18th birthday, or like as a gift for me being 18, not necessarily related fully to my birthday, but like